am a Nigerian lady who knows someone that knows someone, and that person is a friend of another. In Nigeria, everybody knows somebody.
Memoir of a Niger Girl.
My diary, my friend's discussion, my acquaintances' conversation, all on this table. Follow me and let's talk.
Action.
I apologize that I haven't been posting and giving you content the way that I would love to. But now we are back, and this is Memo of a Niger Girl. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are all in the world. So my name is Ellen, and this is Memo of a Niger Girl. It's another season, and we are ready to give you. Viewer, you have no choice. You have to collect it the way that we give you. On today's episode, apparently, I lied. I went to a wedding. You know, I feel like a few months ago, we talked about Nigerians and authenticious weddings, the extravagant weddings. And I gave all the information that I know, that I'm know about it, what I think I know about it. But now I have a new update and I'm ready to give it to you. So my friend Helen Akishola, she got married to the love of her life a few weeks ago. It was nice, it was so beautiful. Congratulations to the couple. So I'm here to give you the gist, the lowdown. I also did an episode with Helen, actually, because I told you earlier that I met Helen on Instagram and we became friends. We traveled together. She's an amazing person. So today's episode is about, you know, it's an update, and I'm giving you 411 of what now happened at that wedding that I went to. When they say weddings are good, you can know. They are like therapy, you know. I'd say it's very therapeutic. So I went there, and I have information for you. So that is all we'll be talking about today. Just stay tuned.
Memoir of a Niger Girl.
So the three things. Let me start from that inception. You know, the one that I participated in. So I thought when you go for fittings like 1 hour, you will be done. Yo. The bridal fittings took hours. People that are getting married, oh, if you don't love the person, don't just bother to get married. Vittori, you have to actually love that person to say, okay, I know it's going to be stressful. I know this might not, you know, work out. This might be a problem, but I choose this person irrespective of all of that. So we went there, and the fittings took hours. Not be me, they get married, though. Not be me, they wear gown, but I be tired. I was so tired. I was really tired, and I sat there watching. Okay, we're done with the first dress. Let her try something else. You know, she had so much energy, and I don't know where she got that energy from. But anyway, she got it. We're there. She was, you know, trying. I mean, you should be happy when you're fitting in clothes and all of that. But at some point, I mean, later on since morning, you're trying different clothes from the white wedding people. You have to go and try Ashur, the after party. It's not even Ashur Keo, it's an after party. Like, and that's like 6 outfits. And you know, these days, everybody's doing that. She corset, let me. That corset. Kilo de. You cannot even breathe. Like, how? Because I have so much passion for this thing because I was tired too. So, everybody wants to wear a corset. And I tell you, that thing is so uncomfortable. And it took me to actually be a part of that to now understand sometimes when we see on Instagram that the bride is not laughing. And you say, oh, maybe she doesn't want to marry the boy. It's stressful. Even as a cheap bridesmaid, I was tired because, first of all, so many things went wrong. From, my dress didn't fit for the white wedding. Oh, I have to do this. I have to adjust. Oh, I can't give it to dry cleaner because I don't have time. There were so many things that happened. So many things happened, and I was just there. And I was thinking about my friend. I know all these things are overwhelming. Are you okay? At some point, I didn't even know what to say again. I didn't even know where to ask her. Have you eaten? All those kind of things. I was just saying, are you okay? How do you feel? How do you feel? That was my question, or the only way I could encourage her. So apart from the fitting, talk about the bridal shower. Beautiful. She had a bridal shower in America. When she came here, somehow they also organized something for her. Beautiful. But just I know she's going to probably say, Helen, I thought you would let this slide. But we always have that one friend that is always doing bebelube. You want to surprise somebody, and you posted it on WhatsApp. Eh? I don't want to mention it, but they said it's a surprise. And one person posted the surprise on WhatsApp, and Yahoo viewed it. Was she surprised? Well, she acted surprised. So I'm impressed, but I'm still so mad about it that okay, you should have just relaxed. Not be everything you're gonna post for social media. But shad best she post them, but make I no talk, make nobody say this thing. I also think that guesting is a problem in Nigeria. Even if you have a what's it called? The IV invitation, somehow you still would not be able to manage the amount of people that would come. In the sense that you know you don't have invitation cards or the other one that they give
access card,
but you want to be there. Sit it out. Shouldn't be everywhere. I don't understand the audacity that you would have to go to somebody's event without having IV. You know you will not be, you cannot enter.
If you wait for a couple of minutes, you won't enter.
Okay, well, according to what Daya just said, Daya said she wait for a couple of minutes. But James last year. But James told me about something that happened. He even had access card though. He had access card, he had invitation card, but it took a while for them to allow them to enter. James, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. Kuwait is like that. They no African time, guys. The wedding starts at 10 o'clock. It takes time to dress up because we actually woke up at 4 a.m. to start the makeup. To start makeup, we woke up at 4 a.m. So about 3:30, we took our shower. So 4 a.m., the makeup lady was there, hairstylist and everything. My wedding comes with plenty serenity. In case you don't know, you have to be ready mentally. I never thought I would ever wake up at 4 a.m. to do makeup. But that happened. No African time, so I sort of understand that, you know, you want to take nice pictures and everything, but people are going to always come late. I think that is a Nigerian thing that we are all very used to. And invitation disregard, please. Party where they don't call you. No good here. Because no matter how fine, expensive your wedding be, one person will still come talk, say, oh, that wedding wasn't all of that. And you are a witch. If you do a thing like that, you are a witch, you know. The culture, no, Yalin is Yoruba. The culture, the Yoruba culture is beautiful. Yo, the clothes, the ashoke, the way you have to, the alaga. What a beaut. Oh, the culture is beautiful. Talking about culture, diary, Yahoo. Must you pick Bible? There is goat there. Cannot allow me to carry the goat to my house. You have to tell the wife, you have to pick Bible. I know you understand what I'm saying. Where you put all the fine things and then you expect the Yahoo to pick Bible. Why are we picking Bible?
It's culture.
It's
religious.
Okay, but I have Bible at home.
It doesn't mean that's your Bible at home.
If I have Bible at home, why am I picking Bible again? And there's goats that can make pepper soup.
You will finish goats now. It's just the culture.
No. Well, talking about that, but I don't know. But I think Yoruba culture is very beautiful, and the culture is beautiful. The ashoke, the presentation, the person that will read the letter. You know, and then you have to spray money. That money spraying part, I'm going to get there. So I'm taking this thing one after the other. Food is essential. Music. Nigerians can turn up. Nigerians can turn up. But then, you people that come to people's wedding to steal. You. I don't want to say anything. But if you are one of those people who come to weddings or events, different events to just to steal, I think it's still witchcraft. Because you cannot be normal. And you know that this person is getting married their wedding day or their distant day, and then you want to come and steal money. How do you even get to that point where you feel comfortable? Because at some point, we're really collecting money for people. We're bad, Jenny. We are very aggressive when it comes to that kind of. Because it was like daylight robbery. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. And they were not even scared because everybody was doing videos, camera, and things like that. Talking about videos and camera, well, I danced, and I won, as always, no competition. So I danced, I won, because I had to represent my friend very well. I'm sure Dayo and James are not shocked, and my brother is here, Richard is here. I'm sure they're not shocked, because they know that I danced very well. And no, stop chuckling. Why? Are you shocked?
Why should I be shocked?
So, why are you giving me that sigh?
Every slim person.
Here comes again. Well, I shall dance and I won. And it's so nice that we have all of these things in place when it comes to weddings. Now, I really do not mind. I really do not, I have no problem. But please, if you're getting married, make sure it's the love of your life. But you still cannot tell if that's your love of your life will be your love of your life to you forever.
It's just crazy how you go through all of that stress and then you divorce at the end.
But then I don't think you would premeditate divorce that, oh, I'm going to be with this person for a while. So I think everybody wants to have the happily ever after thingy. So, but don't worry, it's gonna happen for my friend. Happily ever after, for sure. So today I'm just here to tell you that I went to my friend's wedding, and I'm going to drop videos, of the event. So you can understand the amount of fun that we had. The after party was a blast. The after party was given. It gave. So I honestly, I'm looking forward to attending more weddings, in coming years. I'm sorry. And yeah, because it's expensive. Even as a guest, it's expensive to actually go all out like that. It's expensive. So I'm hoping that one wedding a year is just perfect, because I can see Dayo is here, James is here, and they're all looking at getting married sometime soon. No rush, guys, but definitely there is a rush for Dayo. And I'm a young person. I'm gonna catch you next week. I'll drop videos so you have something to listen, to watch and to enjoy from the wedding, so you would understand what I'm talking about. And also, you can the hashtag for the wedding is HI Love Story. So it's on Instagram, so you can just use the hashtag to get the wedding information. Beautiful wedding, by the way. Congratulations to the couple. So this episode is like from me to you. Alright, I'm gonna see you next week. My name is Helen. Please do not forget to follow us on social media, Helen.love.23, Helen.mwang. Memo of a Niger Girl is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Please, up our ministry, help us to help you. I'm going to catch you next week. Love you. Bye.
I am a Nigerian lady who knows someone that knows someone, and that person is a friend of another. In Nigeria, everybody knows somebody.
Memoir of a Niger Girl.
My diary, my friend's discussion, my acquaintances' conversation. All on this table. Follow me and let's talk.